The Boston Athletic Association was founded in 1887 as a club for wealthy Boston gentlemen to spend their leisure time playing sports. They built a clubhouse in the fashionable Back Bay neighborhood of the city and filled it with a gymnasium, a bowling alley, billiards tables, and Turkish baths. They wore blazers and smoked cigars in the dining room after sweating on the state-of-the-art fitness equipment. In 1889, they acquired one of the city's first refrigerators to keep food in their mahogany-paneled dining room fresh. They didn't allow women to be members. The Boston Athletic Association founded the Boston Marathon in 1897 as a way to celebrate one of America's most historic and foundational moments, the battles of Lexington and Concord, which kicked off the Revolutionary War in 1775. The race was held on April 19th, which was the anniversary of those battles and also a statewide holiday in Massachusetts called Patriots Day. To the men who led the BAA, the reasons a woman shouldn't run this particular race were obvious. For one thing, women were simply not capable of running such a dangerous long distance, 26 miles and 385 yards, starting in a sleepy town called Hopkinton, which is so far outside the city limits it can't even be considered a suburb. But it wasn't just the length. The course is brutal. Sure, it feels easy for the first 10 miles. The curvy two-lane road lulls you with its gentle downhills and pretty views of church steeples and Victorian homes in New England towns that are older than America itself. But then you hit the hills just outside Newton. Relentless, undulating menaces that over the decades have become the downfall of many would-be champions. One infamous section near mile 20 is literally called Heartbreak Hill. Because it was so hard, they knew for a fact that women's fragile bodies couldn't handle it. It was obvious to the board members of the BAA why a woman shouldn't run the Boston Marathon. Why even bother putting it in the rule book? In early 1967, when the registration form for a 20-year-old member of the Syracuse Harriers running team arrived in the mail at the organization's headquarters on Boylston Street, it was processed with the rest. The name K.V. Switzer didn't cause any alarm. The men who organized the most famous marathon in the world didn't mark it as different or special. They put it in the pile with the hundreds of others. In a few weeks, the men who filled out those sheets of paper would arrive for the 70th edition of the race. And so would a woman. Catherine had already run more than 26 miles in one shot by the time she hopped in a car to drive the 300 miles east to Boston with Arnie and her boyfriend Tom.